Wait, start again.
He's just seeing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track here.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hello.
Well, hello. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe.
We're back.
We're back.
Hi,
whether
I'm Pamela.
To be or not.
Yeah. I'm here with Bruce.
Yo.
Beck.
Hello.
Stacey.
Hi.
And we're the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team.
Well, can we just do our 1, 2, 3 and then we're the... Come on, let's do our thing.
Yeah, we're good today. We got to work on that again next week.
Man, we're just not very good. Can we try it again?
Is that what you really want?
That's really what I really, really,
really
want.
Really wants that. So there's a song for the playlist.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent. Oh, what a good song. Okay, ready? Go.
We are
the Michael Bruce
Image Consulting team.
We're just really bad at this.
Terrible.
All right.
You can tell it's been a while.
All right.
We need practice.
Practice.
We do. Moving on. All right. Well, welcome to our audience. This is season 3 of Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We were on a hiatus for a while and we're bringing it back, but not just as a podcast, but live on the radio.
Live on the radio.
Okay, here we go. Did you know that Bruce used to have a career in radio?
Absolutely. Can't you tell?
Uh-huh. Oh, he's giving us the deep voice again.
Uh-huh. Give me the smooth jazz right now.
Uh-huh.
Yep, here we go.
All right, knock it off.
All right.
Oh, dear. Okay, so what are we all about, people?
Well, I mean, I think the whole world was on a hiatus. So
yeah,
it's not
no
like
one to talk about fashion.
Global pandemic.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Normally you take a hiatus and it was like, you know, one of the stars went and had birth or something. But
let's be honest, birth is a euphemism for a little work.
That's true. And I was working on the COVID-25. So you're welcome.
I lost the COVID-25. But.
Okay.
All right. Did we need to know that?
Gosh.
So okay, only the I lost the COVID-10.
This is like what's so annoying.
Don't you just want to slap me right now?
Yeah, I kind of do, actually. I'm glad we're not on TV. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we're back. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I thought as, you know, we have a new audience for the radio that don't know us, they could get to know us a little bit. And those of that have listened to Wisdom from the Wardrobe in the past maybe want to reacquaint themselves with us. So, you know, maybe we should introduce ourselves a little bit and find out a little bit more about the team.
Ooh, we get to know each other a little bit better.
I love that.
I love it.
All right. So how about we do a lightning round of questions?
Uh-oh.
Excellent.
Okay. You ready?
Like lightning strikes?
Are you sure? Are you really want to hear what's going to happen? Okay, let's go.
All right.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Who's first?
All right. So let's start with Bruce. I'm going to ask Bruce 3 questions. And we'll see what he has to say. We'll find out a little bit more about the man behind the name. All right.
Go.
Are you ready?
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's a legend.
Well, you know.
Okay, Bruce, what is your go-to beverage?
Well, I kind of think it depends on the kind of day. Let's see. Well, my go-to beverage used to be a gin and tonic with 2 limes. That's kind of the go-to. But for some reason, the pandemic kind of made me into a Chardonnay guy.
What?
I know, right?
I am shook.
And are we,
I think
are
it's
we
because
this
the,
beverage at-
the Tangerine and Tonics with 2 limes were hitting me a little bit too hard.
Well, were you starting at noon or 5?
Noon. It's 5 somewhere.
See, you're supposed to work through that pain.
Is
and
that what
get
it is?
Over it.
Get over it. It was a pandemic, so it was definitely happening about noon.
How do you think I gained my COVID-25? Okay. So do you drink Chardonnay all day now?
No. Only a little bit at night. Just a little Chardonnay.
Got it.
Wine gives me a headache, so I'm all right.
Well,
okay,
if you
so
put
next
a piece of ice in my Chardonnay, it doesn't give me a headache. I did learn that little
trick. Oh, really?
Trick. Yeah.
Good
I don't
tip.
Know why, but it
that.
Works.
Also, Bruce gives you a headache, so.
True. Never a truer word.
Oh, nice.
All right. What shows are you currently binge watching?
Oh, okay. So this was really cool. During the pandemic, I binge watched a ton of shows. Literally one weekend, I binge watched this show called Bosch. If you've ever seen it on Amazon Prime, it's a gritty crime novel. It's super cool. And then I finally was coerced into watching The Crown. So I did do The Crown.
It's
really, really good. It got a little bit kind of tough in the third season. I was like, okay, this is kind of going on.
Yeah.
But I watched The Crown. And then a really cool show called Night Manager. The dude that played Loki on
is Tom Thompson.
He's the star in it. Oh my gosh. One season, killer show. Kind of like a la Mark Ryan. So those were my shows. Okay, and I did have a guy crush on the dude from White Collar, but that's besides the point. You gotta watch.
Okay.
He's got swag. I mean, he's good looking. I'm just saying.
Chardonnay and man crushes. No,
it doesn't
more
make
stuff
me
we didn't know we wanted to know.
Was this lightning all round right thing a good idea?
Maybe not. Yeah, on retrospect. All right. Last
and I
question
do like
for
a good
Bruce
bourbon.
What item or items of clothing did you miss wearing during the pandemic?
All right. This is going to make me sound really weird, but you guys know how much I love suits. So not wearing a suit every day and a shirt and tie was kind of a bummer. So, but I'm back.
Wow, wow. Shady's back.
And I'm wearing my suits again, ties, and I'm super happy.
It sounds to me like we have to add suit. Well, I think we already have suit and tie in our playlist.
Yeah, we do. All in right one of them.
Cool. Yeah. All right, Stacey, why don't you ask Beck some questions?
All right. More. Ready, Becky Boo?
Ready, Boo.
All right. So this one seems really like a good question for you. When you were able to travel again, where are you going first?
Hawaii. Maui. Hawaii. No, Maui. We're going to Maui. Yeah.
You know that Maui is in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I know. But I need to be more specific. But oh, yeah. Okay. Not even, I have to admit, I booked it last December. So.
You're like, I'm going.
Well, we're not going until later in the year. And so we were thinking in December, by the time it rolls around, we're going to be good to go. So,
nice.
And plus, I can't go to Europe because they don't want us. So,
well, there is that. That's awesome. Yeah, well, you know, with planning comes freedom. Okay. So we know that you keep yourself sane, air quotes here, by working out or at least being active and physical. So, what is your go-to workout music? Like, do you sweat to the oldies or what are you?
Okay. So you're going to totally laugh at me. I have a playlist that's just called exercise on my phone and it actually It's not about for me, like a specific kind of music. It's about like the beats. So like when I put it on, I like think, okay, could I run to this? Which is funny because I don't run anymore. Like I would literally, and you guys are going to laugh, but during, like, I would just go out in my garage and put on my exercise music and like dance around and, you know, it'd be like jacks or like doing like,
that's
well, like
fine.
To gangster rap.
Total, no gangster rap. It was a total, okay. I'll admit I have Hanson Mbop on that playlist. It's a good
song.
Oh
my God.
Hey, it's a bop.
It is a bop. Thank you. But it's like very eclectic. So it's just, it's more about how like what the tempo is. And then a song will come on and it'll be slow and I'll be like, what the hell was I thinking when I put that on?
This is the rest and recover part of the workout.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So, I'm with you on the beat thing, though. If I go for a walk and a certain song comes on, I start walking like Bruce through the mall.
Did you say you go
yeah,
for
right
a walk?
I do. I've been walking a lot.
Good job.
Don't even at me right now. Okay. So speaking of style and pandemic changes, so what, if any, major style changes did you make as a result of the pandemic?
You know, the only thing I think for me is that I've sort of had two outfits a day in that we've been pretty conservative in our house about how we dealt with everything. So if I was out in the world, I would come home and I would take off those clothes and put them right in the washing machine. So it's like, that was my biggest style change. I had indoor clothes and outdoor clothes.
AKA
so
hazmat.
Kind of, well, not, you know, a little cuter than a hazmat.
A stylish hazmat.
That was kind of my thing, was it's sort of like I have clothes that don't leave the house because then I don't have to worry that anything got contaminated or got dirty or whatever. So it's almost like split personality clothing wise.
That's the only style change you made?
Is that the only one?
Oh, well, okay. So the other thing, yeah, okay, they're alluding to the fact that I finally just let my hair go gray because after 5 months of grow, it's been something I was thinking about for a really long time. So it's not like all of a sudden a spur of the moment, but I had enough grow out that I decided to just go through the transformation and I actually love it. I'm really happy with how it came out. And luckily I have this really cool white streak in the front of my hair.
Yeah.
And so the rest of it's gray, but I have this cool white streak and that's just all natural. But I was saying to these guys, I've been coloring my hair since I was in seventh grade in some shape or form, highlights or, you know, those caps you used to have to wear and you like fold your hair out. In fact, my mom did it for me. I would put it on. It's like a little crochet hook and she'd pull the hair out.
I never had to do that. It seems hideous.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
And I used to do a Jerry curl. That's kind of how I lost all my hair.
Oh, really?
So, Beck, I have to say, you know, your white bit in the front, I love it. It reminds me of, remember the movie Poltergeist?
Yes.
Yeah, that white strip afterwards. Yeah. I love it. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. So, you know, that Cruella de Vil, I don't know, whatever.
It's not Cruella de Vil.
It's not Cruella de Vil. You look
Ursula
fabulous.
The Sea Witch.
Yeah.
All right. So, Stace, now it's my turn to turn it right back on to you. Okay. So, seeing as we've been spending so much time at home, what's your go-to Zen place in your house?
Oh, it is now my front room. It used to be a formal living room, and then I jettisoned all the formal furniture, put in a really comfy sectional. I now have blasts of color all over it, and the sun streams in, and I sit in the corner, and that is my spot.
You sit in the corner.
I sit in the corner. I did
Nobody
a
puts baby in a corner.
Well, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Apparently, baby puts herself in a corner. Okay. Because I did a past life regression, and in the past life regression, I went back to being an infant, and I was in the corner of my crib talking to dead people.
All right. Well, now I know what. That's why you're in the corner. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, but as long as your back is to the corner and you're facing the room, I'm okay with that. It's if you're turned around, that's why I got to worry a little bit.
No, I did not put myself in a timeout. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, good. Okay, then how about who is your favorite designer?
Oh. There is not enough time. I mean, I'm like jewelry designer. It could be clothing designer.
You know what? You just got to pick one.
Oh, my gosh. If I could wear every single thing that Audrey Hepburn wore in Funny Face, and I think that was Dior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I can go with that.
And so that's my favorite for right this minute.
Yeah,
right
that's
this
a
moment.
Satisfactory answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, then that kind of leads. How about maybe this one? If you could meet any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, Macklemore.
Oh.
I want to be friends with
him. That's funny. In my head, I was thinking before. Like living or dead. In my head, you know, I was thinking like, oh, like for me, it would be Katharine Hepburn out of the box. But I'm kind of with you on Macklemore. Did you know his wife is pregnant? They're having their third.
Oh, that's so exciting. I don't want to be disappointed by my heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certain people that I have like crushes on, or there's people that I think are iconic or just amazing, bigger than life. And not that I think that those people would disappoint me, but they're human. And so humans disappoint by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And Macklemore is somebody that strikes me as authentic from like through and through whatever he does.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right.
It's like very good Instagram content.
Not sponsored. Would like to be.
And you know, bring it on, Matt. Even that he's hometown, he could be listening.
I know.
Yeah, there you
go.
Mm-hmm. To the radio.
I know. Bogey Your Boys. Show.
Right.
Thank
His
you.
New golf line. I have a shirt, Macklemore.
Oh my gosh! All right. Well, let's take care of Pamela here. So I'll ask you a couple questions. So Pamela, what is your all-time favorite movie that we know about?
Okay. So it would have been a different thing at various points in my life. But if I have to pick one, and this is probably going to be no surprise to most people, but it's not actually a movie. But
so you're not really going to answer the question.
No, I am. It was made into a movie by other people. But all right, it's Pride and Prejudice, but not the feature length version of the movie. It was actually the BBC adaptation.
With Colin Firth.
Yes, that's a really good one.
Which I have lost count about how many times I've watched that. That's like my go-to. I could watch it again and again and again, and I have. And I've read the book I don't know how many times. So yeah, if I had to pick one, that's what I'm going with.
BBC version of Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's just like a really long movie.
It is a really long movie. It just keeps going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's just so in-depth, the character. Yeah, anyway.
Now we know. Okay, let's see. How about this one? What's different about you as opposed this year as opposed to last year in regards to your style?
Okay, so a couple of things. My hair grew out. So, you know, when the pandemic started, I think my hair was shoulder length. Now it's down my back. There's definitely a few more sparkles in it. And I've heard
AKA
learned,
sparkles.
I'm like code for gray.
Gray code for gray.
We don't use that word.
The British word is sparkles.
Yes. And so I had to learn how to curl my hair, which was tragic because I'm so cack-handed, it just looks terrible. So so that was one style change that, you know, wasn't necessarily planned, but happened. And then also wearing less heels, and I've actually had to switch to sneakers.
Welcome again to the gloves, sister.
I know, I missed my heels though. But yeah, so I've been making some style choices with sneaks.
Look wow. At that.
Look at
who
that.
Who would have thought it, right?
They
me?
Said it would sneakers? Never happen.
We did. We said it would never happen.
It well, as soon as I can revert back to my heels, I'm going.
So if you change the things on the website from the picture with the heels to the picture with sneakers, we know that you've completely committed to sneakers.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Okay. And final, what's something new you learned over the last year?
Okay. Well, I let's see, what did I do? I picked up a book on German to relearn German. It's a language that I used when I was, you know, a kid. I lived there for a long time. So I'm relearning that because I haven't used it in 20 odd years. So that, and I took.
Yeah. Did you get 3 more certificates? Any certifications?
Ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen.
Yes, you
and
are.
Then the other thing that I learned was I actually spent time on Google Garage learning all about SEO and SEM. So yeah, I think I took 27 modules just wow. to pass the time.
Wow, she really passed the time and made some good use of it.
Wow, I made plans, watched TV ignored shows. Them, didn't do anything I said I was going to do, complained about it, and gained weight. So wow. There you go.
There you go. Well, that was good to get to know everyone again.
Yeah.
Hopefully our audience liked that.
You know what? Honestly,
I have a daily reminder
yeah,
on my
I did
phone,
too.
P, for Duolingo, and I ignore it every day. So that's almost learning German, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. Now are we, I mean, we're just as busy. Well, I mean, obviously there was a lull there for a while, but the whole business has pivoted.
Business has pivoted.
In the
sure.
words of Ross, pivot!
Pivot!
our least favorite word.
I know. We do not like that word, pivot.
I think
it's just overused.
I think it's switch tracks.
Yeah. Switch mm-hmm. tracks.
You know, like.
Diversified.
Sure.
Some people have been using like course correct, and I'm like, I don't like that one either.
Because it wasn't wrong
was
to begin
corrected.
With.
It wasn't correct.
Right, exactly.
We
yeah,
just had
just
to pivot.
I know. So that's why I kind of like switching tracks because yeah. it's like, oh, look, there's something bearing down on me.
Well, just
I should
like
probably
going
move.
From doing gin and tonics to Chardonnays, I switched tracks.
That's just a mistake. That is not a pivot. That is not a switching tracks. That is a flat out mistake. Sorry
you
to
have
all
a lot of
the...
gin. I need to drink that.
Anyway. What else are we going to talk about today?
Well, I guess as we're a style show, we should maybe talk about style.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because we didn't talk about that all year.
Yeah, well, you know, people haven't really been interested in style necessarily for the last year, so we're bringing it back.
There
so,
we go.
You know, let's... I mean,
I think it's a good week to do it because for those of us living in the Seattle area, the weather has just been glorious. So it's sort of, it feels like it's a turning point. You know, the skies have been blue, the sun has been shining. It makes me kind of feel like, oh, I actually want to put other clothes on because it's not another gray, rainy day. So.
Yeah, see, it's
absolutely.
Made me panic.
Why?
Not me.
because you lost 10 pounds and I did not. And so I'm in that panic mode of, you know, we have talked in the past about transitioning your wardrobe and, you know, having to make that transition and how you can go lighter and brighter in mm-hmm. terms of fabric and color and all of those things. And I am in what I dare say a lot of listeners are in, which is what fits mode.
I feel you on that one, Stace.
I mean, that's a style,
that's
right?
That's all. Who can agree on that one? Just raise your hands.
I mean, yeah, they can't
see. Yeah, my hands
us.
Raised. Yeah. My trousers are feeling a little snug.
I did have some pants that I wore last year. I must have been a little bit smaller last summer because I did put them on. I was like, okay, now those are definitely not going to work this year. So maybe I did put a few pounds on.
So there you go. I am.
I had to get rid of those.
Excited for color. I'm finding that not just in my wardrobe, but also in my home decor, I am very attracted to color. I feel like the pandemic represented a dark time in our history.
It was a dark time.
Right. And emerging, it seems like the styles and the trends, and Pamela, I'm sure you've done far more research on this than I have.
It's interesting because, you know, you talked about the pandemic being dark times. It was, Pantone's color of the year came out with the gray and the yellow, right? So for me, that's the gray kind of is indicative of the period that we've just come through or still coming through. Hopefully we're getting to the end of it. And the yellow is that light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, that was my kind of feeling of what that represented. What Pantone says about it is something different. But yeah, just the fact that they had the gray and then the illuminating yellow.
Wearing today. I wish you guys could see it.
Exactly.
Such a beautiful yellow.
That's
bright and fresh.
So poetic of you.
So poetic of you.
Thanks. You know, sometimes deep. I have a good thought.
I know, but it was like a deep, deep thought. Deep in the tunnel.
Deep in the tunnel, yeah. But you're right. You know, now's a time for, Bruce said it a couple of weeks ago, like coming out of our COVID cave, you know, so we're like starting to think about, okay, what does that mean now for spring and summer with regard to color and our clothing? And I guess, you know, maybe the biggest question our listeners might have is whether we were all wearing sweats for the last year. Were we?
Okay, is this like...
Let's be honest.
Is this first of all, I will say that I still don't really own sweats. I did, however, remember those joggers that I bought from Express that had a really soft material?
Oh, yeah.
With the navy with a little bit of like...
The lyrics through it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wore those so that I could say that I wasn't wearing sweats. I was wearing joggers that were like a sweat-like material. And then, you know, I made sure that I looked decent on top. And I know that some of you went ahead and you put on shoes for Zoom calls. I will confess, I did not put on shoes. Or if I did, one of them fell off always.
Yes, always.
That's a signature move for me.
Okay, I do have a style confession.
Go.
You started drinking Chardonnay.
You know what? I'm going to smack you.
In sweats.
In sweats. Okay. I did have one meeting, and we always say never do this, but I woke up later, think brown, like didn't get myself prepared. Next thing you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to meet with someone. And I did leave my pajama bottoms on.
Yeah, but your pajama bottoms, it's like... They're like
you're hearing in here first. You mean cashmere pajama bottoms?
Right?
They are.
You mean your thin chalk stripe gray pajama pants that have a monogram?
Well, of course. I mean, they're nice pajama bottoms, but they're still pajama bottoms, slippers. So I was kind of like,
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. And it's really funny because the call I was on, I was a weekly call before that, and I was teasing someone about not being dressed completely. And I'm like, hey, you can call me anytime and on it. I'll be dressed. So on the call, I was like going, please don't make me stand up. Please don't make me stand up. Please don't make me stand up.
Did you at least match the top with the pajama pants?
Of course I did.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
You could have.
That's where, Bruce, you just say, oh, this is the latest trend.
I could have. Yeah. And you know what? Because it's me, I could have gotten away with it.
Oh. Debatable.
Uh-huh. What about you two? Did you guys wear sweats?
Apparently, I wore joggers. I had a couple French Terry. Like, I wouldn't say that they were sweats. My top usually was something, and my bottom was, yeah, I have to admit, if I'm sitting around, I don't need a waistband digging into me. So, yeah. When I'm in the house, I don't wear shoes anyway. I always just, like, we take shoes off at the door. But I did invest in a really good pair of slippers with excellent arch support. And, you know, so I wear those around inside the house. So,
there you go.
And now that it's summer, Bruce, you'll be glad to know that I'm back in my Birkenstocks. Well, summer weather outside.
He's nodding his head
He's shaking his head.
Bruce and I have a constant. I love Birkenstocks. Not the like double strap Arizona style because I'm not 12, but they actually make some cuter styles. And like the ones I have on today are red patent leather. So
they are not
that's
cute.
A little cute.
Just stop it.
Hey,
that's a matter of opinion.
We're going to agree to disagree on this one.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you something offline, Beck, after the show. I may have bought something that's red and double strapped.
If you bought Birkenstocks, I'm going to pinch you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for you wearing Birkenstocks
from Marshalls.
Dude. Oh, there you go.
Anyway, Pamela, what about you?
I actually don't think I own any sweats. I always feel like they make my derriere look massive. So,
But they allow room for it to be massive.
Yeah, but then it allows room for it to grow, and you know, it already looks.
Sweats are supposed to make your derriere look massive.
No. Yeah. So, in answer to your question, no. I wore less ankle pants and dresses, but I did wear more joggers, dress style joggers. But yeah, I got dressed every day. I think there was only maybe one day where I was like, oh, can't be bothered with this, and maybe walked around in my pajamas all day. But yeah, no.
Wow.
I bought a suit that has jogger pants to it. Super excited about that. It's a knit suit and it's jogger pants.
Well, I have two things to say about Pamela's sharing. One, it's a shame to not see you in a dress because you look so lovely in dresses. And two, your derriere can grow in anything. I'm just letting you know.
I'm still not going out and buying sweats.
I think we have to finish up here.
Yes.
Wow. That went quick.
That did go quick.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will be back next week. We'll be here all week. Every week.
Again.
Uh-huh. We're back again. So next week, we'll be digging into the Oscars with our very cool titled show, Ball Gals and Britches.
Oh, wow, that's like that. Fun.
Yeah.
Saying so Bridgerton. And should we share that we're on social media?
Yes.
Instagram.
Michael Bruce IC.
Facebook.
Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Beck, what's the website?
That would be www.michaelbruceimageconsulting.com.
There you go. Well, this was fun, guys. Great
I've
to be back.
You guys.
We've missed everyone.
Yay. It's good to be back.
Don't forget to check out our playlist on Spotify, too.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. It's there ready and waiting.
Excellent. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Ciao.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no-obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.